You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by TeeUpNewEngland.com. It's your online auction for golf foursomes.
What is going on? What is wrong with you? Because our guest host is named Elaine, you're playing the Seinfeld theme as a rejoin.
That's a great theme song. One of the best of all time.
I think you can do better than that. But okay, I gotcha. So say hello to Elaine Cavallari, everybody.
What's up, everybody?
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
So you used to work here.
I did, yeah. Yep.
And did a podcast, and then you went to Nesson.
I did, yeah. I actually started here as a sales intern. I was like right over there in sales.
Okay.
In 2019.
Luckily for you, you got out of sales.
Yes, that was the goal the whole time.
that was your goal. And now you're at Nesson. What do you do at Nesson?
I'm an assistant content producer, so I'm not like Meredith or Courtney yet. I hope to be one day, but I basically edit, do graphics, prompt. Basically all that stuff. I do the score bug for the Red Sox game, so if there's ever like a pitch count wrong, that was me. So stuff like that.
What do we think of the sponsor logo on the pitching mound during Red Sox games?
Weird.
It's a little outrageous to me, Kent. When it comes to the purity,
you have sponsors all over yourself. God, the Greg Hill Foundation has plastered your head.
I'm not America's pastime.
It's distracting to you when you watch the game.
Are you sure?
I'm America's past tense, Curtis. Oh, okay. Not America's past tense.
Would you like it better if it was just stayed still? I feel like people are mad that it moves.
I would like it if it were not on the baseball diamond.
Okay.
I mean, it changes. It has the ability to change throughout the game.
I know. How do they paint that?
Wait, what do you mean?
Isn't it digital?
Yeah, it's digital.
Yeah,
They didn't put the T-Mobile logo on the mound at Fenway. Yeah. You understand that?
Well, no. I saw like a Black Lives Matter one, and then I saw something else. And I like
on the mound?
Right to the bottom right of the pitcher where he would stand on the mound.
Yeah, that's the pitcher's mound. That is the mound.
I know where the mound is standing. Yeah, I understand baseball.
You know that the yellow line, they don't actually put that on 10 yards from the first down marker.
No, I know that one.
Okay.
You sure they don't?
No.
I thought somebody painted that every 10 yards.
I thought so too, but it's wrong.
Anyway, I understand that we're in trying times economically in this business, but to me it's a tad bit bothersome. I don't think it belongs there.
Headline: Greg Hill does not like the logos.
I don't like the logo.
Doesn't like the logos. Get rid of them.
I don't mind what's behind and digitally imposed on the backstop.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. But I just don't like it on the pitcher's mound.
But Nesson got rid of the ticker. That was the biggest thing. People were outraged at that ticker along the bottom. So that's great progress.
I'm glad they did that. I'm absolutely glad they did that. All right. So where are you from?
I'm from Maine. York, Maine. Yep.
Oh yeah, I heard the fellas talking on the way in that you were a Miss Maine candidate.
I did compete. I think it's funny that they're like plugging that because
I guess it is.
It wasn't
that's pretty notable.
Ken found that out when he was creeping on your Instagram.
that was a whole podcast she did.
Speaking of Instagram, you don't even follow me on Instagram.
I will give you a follow.
You posted about me being on the show, and I DM'd you. I'm like so excited. Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. I was like, this dude.
He knows a lot of people on the IG, so
yeah. I'm sure.
What did you do in the talent portion of the Miss Maine contest?
Yeah, so there was no talent. That's Miss America.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, how does the contest work?
So it's basically like, I don't know how many girls it was, maybe like 30 to 50 girls. And there's an interview portion, then there's an evening gown portion, then there's like a bathing suit portion.
I see.
And then, they do like on-stage questions and whatnot.
Did you place in the top five or like
top 10?
Top 10.
Nice job.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, there's only 11 women in the state of Maine. I know.
They were like, "You have teeth. We'll let you compete. We'll let you go. Come on in."
All right.
But it was fun.
What brought you down here?
I went to school at Assumption College. Okay. I'm in Worcester, beautiful right. Worcester. And then, I mean, I live in Watertown now, but I was an intern with the Celtics while I was here and there. Okay. And then I worked for BU for a little bit. Now I'm doing, like, play-by-play and color commentary for Northeastern while I'm at Nesson. And, right. Yeah.
So what is your, of the four major professional sports franchises here in the city, which is your favorite?
I would say Celtics just because I love them so much. But as of late, I've been watching more Bruins. They're a little more entertaining. Red Sox. Celtics are kind of falling for me right now. But I will say, when I was an intern with the Celtics, I would hang by like the VIP like entranceway. And I was like, say, I'd be here sometimes, but I don't think you knew who I was. I'd wave and be like, hey, no, pity, pity
like, hey,
wave.
What's up?
Yeah. And I would always see you come in through the VIP with like some maybe like 30-ish looking woman that looked like 22.
That's my niece.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, what is that Greg Hill up to? Like, he's always doing something.
Well, I like to go. I mean, I seem to be mocked and ridiculed around this place.
No, I'm not mocking you. I'm just
for living my life.
I'm with you, man.
I mean,
get
I
out.
Like to, I like to go out and I like to
rub elbows with the people.
I am a social person.
That's it.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with it.
I like to go out. I like to get out.
You're not a square. See, squares like to stay home and be bored out of their mind. You like to go out on a town.
I do.
I'm with you on that one, bro. You already know. You know me and wifey like to be out in the streets.
Greg, is there a VIP entrance at Chuck E. Cheese's?
If there was, he'd be there.
No, there is. Just go on the back door.
So, since you said Celtics.
Yes.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time yesterday with Alex.
Yes, I love Alex, by the way. She's awesome.
You like Alex, one of your coworkers from Nesson, talking about Kendrick Perkins and his tweet and then subsequent comments on Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And it appears that maybe the discussion revolving around what Perk said affected Jason Tatum in some way to the point that Jaylen Brown needed to take him aside before the start of that game last night.
No, that's malarkey. That's crap. Yeah, that's crap.
What is Jaylen Brown talking about when he said? We'll get to that comment again and trending in a little bit. But
yeah.
What is he talking about when he says that
he pulled him aside? Blah, blah, blah. I don't think anyone can talk anything to Jason Tatum. I think Jaylen Brown probably wants Tatum to be a little less like ego oriented, but it's never going to work. I think in the post game, Jaylen just saying that was just to show like, you know, I'm trying over here. Even though Jaylen's not outspoken either, Tatum's got the biggest ego, but Jaylen isn't.
It was really weird to me that he addressed that in that way last night. And I wonder if it's what is the noise that he's referring to and that had the noise that had Jason Tatum upset?
Well, probably Perk, right? I mean, that's a big time analyst and a former Celtic calling you out.
I think it's more of
isn't that a good thing, though?
I think it's more. I think it's more of what's going on in that locker room, right? Because, you know, I completely agree with you that Jaylen Brown don't have this big personality anyways. Like he's not a guy that's rah-rah, and he's not a guy that has, like, exudes this great body language. So when Perk is, like, throwing
Jaylen Brown's body language is 10 times better than Jason Tatum's body language.
Yeah, I agree on that.
But it's not it's not like he's running around high-fiving everybody.
No, nobody really is on the Celtics. Besides Smart, maybe.
Wiggy is never going to. I understand You're never going to call. You're never going to call an athlete out.
No,
you never ever do.
No, I think Perk's going I think Perk's going for the low-hanging fruit. Who if the Celtics ain't doing well, who better to take a shot at? Jason Tatum, right? That's what you do.
Do you think Jason Tatum's a leader?
I don't think Jason Tatum is a leader because I don't think this team, I don't think this head coach allows you to lead the way he wants to lead.
Right. Do you think he's a leader?
I do not. I do not.
Okay, thank you.
I think he's a star.
Do you think a leader needs to be allowed to lead?
No, absolutely not.
Right?
Absolutely not. What is Brad Stevens going to do? Everybody,
make him a captain. You won't let him be the captain.
Wiggy thinks that Brad Stevens needs to give Jason Tatum permission to be a leader.
No.
You don't have to do that with leaders.
So clearly you don't watch enough basketball because everybody around here told me Kyrie Irving wasn't a leader, right? Everybody said he wasn't a leader. You watch that Brooklyn Nets team play since day one. Kyrie looks like he's the leader of that team.
since day one. He disappeared for like two weeks.
Watch that team. And there's guys that even tell you Kyrie's kind of like the leader. We know what Harden's role is. We know what Kevin Durant's role is. Kevin Durant doesn't say much, but, Kyrie has kind of – he's on a team now where he knows he can lead the way he wants to lead.
Wiggy, 2001, was Tom Brady a captain?
No, I don't think so.
Was he a leader?
I think he led the team.
Okay.
Oh, so
then
did
you
Bill,
answered your own question.
There you go. Thank
did
you.
Bill have to tell Tom Brady that he was a leader?
I think Bill talked to Brady a lot and probably did say to him, because coaches do that.
You have no evidence of that whatsoever.
No. The evidence is that I've played before and I've had coaches say, hey, listen, we're going to need you to take on more of a leadership role for us.
I think Brad Stevens is scared to do that. I don't think Brad
That's
Stevens
the problem
that.
That I have.
Yeah.
So coaches do that with athletes. I told you, I've been around that before. Why do you think every team has captains? We had a leadership council when I was in Minnesota. Coaches come to players and go, hey, we need you to take more of a leadership role on. Get those guys in the locker room to buy into what I'm saying, you know? Because sometimes, and we heard Belichick say it to Brady in 09 on that that documentary there when they were standing on the sidelines in the, I think it was playing the Colts, and Bill goes, I can't get these guys to buy in.
Let me ask you about NBA superstars,
mm-hmm.
which some suggest Jason Tatum is or is very shortly going to be.
Right.
Does another player have to go hold their hand and give them a binky because somebody like Perk is questioning their leadership and their body language? Does that happen with
sometimes?
Did that happen with Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Oh, my God,
James?
You're going to go to Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time.
That happened with Kobe Bryant? Did somebody have to go before a game, huddle with Kobe and tell him everything's going to be okay?
Yeah, Red Auerbach said, Bill Russell, I need you to be a leader.
You know, if you watch Inside the NBA, Shaq will tell you that he had to go to Kobe a couple times and say, hey, listen, here's what we expect from you.
Shaq's not a coach.
No, but Shaq is a player. It's like this whole notion that guys don't go to other guys and say, we need you to do this. Or coaches go to players and go, I need you to lead in this way. Like, some guys need to learn how to become that leader. LeBron wasn't the same leader he was his first couple of years in the league as he is now.
Well, how much time do we have for Jason Tatum to learn it?
Yeah. I'm half with you. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Kobe played with more heart. I feel like Tatum doesn't, he's awesome, but he doesn't play with much heart. And
passion.
He doesn't make the players around him better.
He's like a robot. He's a great player physically.
Awesome.
I mean, he's got his skills. He's a great skilled player.
Yeah. So you want to trade him?
Yeah, he tweeted that out yesterday.
I didn't tweet that out. I said that when Wiggy asked me if you had to trade one of the two of them, who would you trade?
Brad Stevens.
Correct.
No, Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
No, but she's right. Wouldn't you rather try a different coach before you blow up the plan, which is keep these two stars and build around them? I mean, it's
1,000%.
Preach.
But Greg just put it all on the player. I mean,
yeah.
I am putting it on the player. Yeah, I am. I'm expecting a guy who's signed a $200+ million deal to act like he wants to be there.
Okay, we'll try
and
something.
And to be
else.
A leader. Like, step up and be a leader. Why are you so afraid to hold people accountable? It's like the general mood of the country right now.
Okay, it's one thing to hold them accountable. It's another to trade them and give up on them and go with plan B when you can bring another coach in that might be the perfect fit and light a fire under him. That's a viable plan.
Well, Elaine is today's guest host, another Nesson employee over here, guest hosting. We'll get more from you. Wiggy, I'm sure you have your 5 questions ready to go.
I can't wait.
We'll get to that.
they've gotten better.
We'll learn.
I know you guys always criticize
them. I'm amped.
We will learn more about you, but right now, Ken is going to tell us what is trending.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Complete details and find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. When they fell behind last night, the Seas did 85-80. Give them credit, though. Outscored the Knicks 21-14 over the final 6:32. They won at 101-99. Tenacity was back for a night, Greg. Edge was there, and no coincidence, Tristan Thompson was back in the lineup. My guy, who won the Tommy Award. I heard you ripping me yesterday. But the bigger story, Jaylen Brown and the pull-aside meeting with Tatum before the
game. Yesterday was a tough one for us. That wasn't our best showing. So, I talked to JT before the game, and we almost had to just forget, about everything. And I just said, let's just come out and play. To play basketball, be aggressive, and just be your best version of ourselves. There's so much outside noise, so many things that is shifting around. I just needed to come out and be Jalen. Our team, you know, our team played great together tonight.
And no Kemba, no Fournier as well.
So
it's a nice win.
He talked to JT before the game, pulled him aside, and said there's so much outside noise. The outside noise is Perk trying to hold him accountable. And that's obviously an issue.
Or you ripping him on the morning show.
And Jalen also said, I got to be Jalen. So he threw himself in there like he was hearing some of this outside.
That's what a leader does.
He was hearing some of this outside
that's
noise.
That's what a leader does.
Okay.
T-Wolves up Friday. Bruins back in action tonight. They get the Washington Capitals and Zdeno Chara. 7 o'clock tonight. Wiggy, you're going to see a man on display that the Bruins could use right now.
Yeah, they could use him. How many goals he got on the year, Zdeno? What, one? Against the Bruins?
So offense only comes from forwards. That's Jay Wiggs.
No. I think secondary scoring is the issue for this team.
Well, as Ken said earlier, it's about activating from the back end.
That is true. Right.
You got to cycle the pucks, too. Right. Yeah. You forget that.
Oh, and I forgot. Chara is such a puck-moving defenseman. He would activate scoring from the back end.
I'm going to start drinking in 2 seconds.
If you see, by the way, if you see activation from the back end in Plymouth, Minnesota, you're supposed to call 911 and have the dog owner arrested.
That's what happens after the vaccine.
Oh, you should have a bidet. Clean that right up.
Trade deadline, though, is Monday at 3, Greg. Will the Bruins do anything? They missed out on Kyle Palmieri. A lot of people thought they were in
it. I hope they do something. I hope they do.
You want a guy that can activate the back end for you?
Oh.
PK.
He's playing well this year.
Yeah,
you're right
and I read some things where, you know, it would be the perfect year for you to grab him. I think it's like, what, $9 million contract he just has left, and you could grab him. He'd be the perfect addition to a team that needed help on the back end and just to add a guy.
Are you not having fun watching the Bruins this year?
I'm happy with this Bruins team. Yeah. Like I feel like, first of all, the NHL is completely different when the playoffs get here. So
yeah.
All you have to do is get yourself to the tournament, and you know they definitely, when you're without McAvoy, they definitely, I mean, you're going to struggle a little bit. I Wiggy's big thing is the full strength 5-on-5 scoring is has been an issue for them, but that's been an issue for them for a couple of seasons, and they do okay. So I'm not. But I would like to see them. Listen, if Donnie Sweeney is going to be active and can get something done, I'd like to see them do something.
We need more on this VIP entrance at the Garden that Elaine has exposed, because that is great news.
Have you never heard about that? It's not just VIPs. I mean, there are other players.
Oh no, there's. I mean, it's VIP. It's pretty people entrance, is what I call it.
Okay,
honestly.
But I mean, if they extend the offer, should I not accept it?
They extend it. When you drop the cash, they extend it,
dropping a cash.
You drop the cash.
Listen, if they say, first of all, I have bled green for 54 years in this community, so of course they're going to give me the opportunity. But
no, you bleed Wick's tequila.
If they say come to the game, and when you get here, you know, you get here a little bit before game time,
right.
you come in this entrance.
Right. The girls have to look under 30. That's all.
How do you know what their age is based on what they look like? It seems like your profile. It seems like your profile.
I am, because I have it down. I have it down. Yeah. I have.
Elaine's my pick. She's moved ahead of Mego.
Thank you. I have the filler down. I know if you're 30 and you get like this amount of Juvederm or something, you can look like 26 on a good day. And you know, you wear the right outfit, the right lighting. You know, you Khloe Kardashian a little bit on the Instagram.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to do the full 2 hours with Elaine this morning. I feel like there's some breaking news coming.
Masters coming up this morning, Greg. T's first groups go off at 8 a.m. Defending champion Dustin Johnson 10:30 today. And, of course, the news yesterday of Tiger officially announced that it was speeding.
Yeah. But he suddenly accelerated to 87 miles per hour and went over the median and then flipped the vehicle. He wasn't speeding when he went into the dangerous intersection. And then he suddenly accelerated up to 87 miles per hour.
Because they said he tried to hit the brake and he, by accident, hit the gas pedal.
What is he, 70? We've all been there. 72 years old?
You've never done that? You've never been like, oop.
Wait,
like,
who
you
said
forget
that?
Which one's
no,
which?
No, I have never accelerated to 87 miles per hour because I thought I was hitting the brake. No,
Greg has a driver. He doesn't drive anymore.
So is it basically, are what they're saying is that he's just a horrible driver?
No, he panicked. Yeah, he panicked in that.
How do you know he panicked?
because I'm only guessing that if you've been in a car accident before and you've kind of been in that situation where you're in the, you know, you're doing 45 miles an hour and all of a sudden you lose control, you hit the panic button. We're not all Indy car drivers here. And he went to put his foot on, they said he went to put his foot on the brake and by accident he put it on the gas. I mean, I think that happens all the time for people that might be in a stressful accident situation.
No, it happens all the time for 70-plus-year-old people who are parked in front of a CVS. It doesn't happen for a professional golfer.
My fault, Colt Seaver. I didn't know you were such a great driver.
It happened to me a lot when I was drinking.
Like, Craig was like, yeah, I'm going 75 miles an hour, and somebody cuts me off. I got no problem. I stay cool. I drop it into third gear. And
I'm not listening to a guy who picked Tiger Woods for his Masters winner yesterday. Wiggy, not quite up to date on the news. Who did you pick, Curtis?
Patrick Cantlay. I like his last name.
Who do you like,
Kent? I like Shoffley.
Elaine?
I'm not a big golf girl,
you're
honestly.
Not?
No, not really. Like, I've been to a few just for the lemonade. They got good lemonade.
Nah, I'm with you.
Pretzels, pretty good.
Fan.
Quick, I like Spieth.
You Spieth?
I like Jordan Spieth. Why do you think he's the favorite?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because that's experts like I are picking him. That's
right,
why.
He's not the favorite.
Dustin Johnson's favorite, my bad.
Couple quick notes. Front office report with Chaim Bloom coming up at 8:30. Red Sox today, day game in Baltimore. You'll hear it here. 3:05 first pitch, 2:05 pregame across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And per Ian Rappaport, Brian Hoyer visiting the Jets, per a source. Could be the backup in New York. Stabbing Belichick in the back there. It's the Greg and Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
Week three of guest hosts on this show. We're doing our best to try to fill the shoes of the departed Danielle.
Yes. And Danielle's awesome.
Elaine Cavallari's here. She works at Nessun. She used to work here.
Mm-hmm.
You knew. I think Danielle was on your podcast when you worked here.
She was here.
If I remember correctly.
She was talking about her sex chair that she has. It was very eye-opening.
That was eye-opening?
Yes.
Yeah.
I pictured the chair like in the middle of all her chipmunks and birds.
Yeah.
Just like, right. It's like a Snow White atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, this happens when you get old. She went from a sex chair to plants. I mean,
it's
kind of
quick, right?
It's quite the duo.
But we'll have Wiggy's five questions for you coming up in just a little bit.
Perfect.
Curtis brought up this Khloe Kardashian thing that's going on.
Yeah.
I was curious what you think about that because she's pissed off. In fact, taking legal action with the law firm of J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
Oh, we'll get her something.
against media outlets that are posting an unfiltered picture of her because it shows what she really looks like.
Yeah. What's funny is she came out with a statement, I believe this morning or like late last night, and she says, "Hey guys, this is me and my body, unretouched and unfiltered." Unretouched? Unretouched. says who? Like that is not an unretouched body, Chloe. You've been to numerous doctors over how many years, and you're calling, she goes, "This is me being," no, it's not. It's not you being real. You're never real, and it's such an unrealistic standard that you're trying to set now saying that photo is unretouched. It drives me nuts when girls go on there like, "I'm unretouched." No, you're not.
Didn't the same thing happen with Kim, where this is probably like 8 years ago, where she did a photo shoot that didn't have nothing was retouched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing was filtered. And she was shocked at the reaction when people like realized what she really looks like. Like none of these people they're not.
No.
They're two-faced.
They're not what they really look like.
Right. It's like, wait a second.
Well, wouldn't you say they're fraudulent?
I would say, but see, I don't have a problem with, you know, women or men, you know, touching themselves up, getting whatever type of plastic surgery they want. Mm-hmm. If that's what's going to make them feel better, I don't mind it.
It's not the plastic surgery. It's the fact that there's a picture of you that you're in a bikini,
mm-hmm.
and it reveals
A little bit of whatever.
What you really look
like. It was the lighting, Greg. It was nothing to do with the body.
See,
it was the lighting.
I have more issue.
You're pissed because you've presented this image of yourself to the world, and you've you've made millions, if not billions, off of that, and it's fraudulent.
Well, see, I have a problem with them lying about it, saying, "Oh, I've never had my butt done. I've never had this done. I've never had my lips done. You went from looking like, which, you know, some people might find her to be attractive, Melissa McCarthy, to now looking like Jessica Alba. I don't know how that's possible without doing something. Now, I got no problem with you doing it, but just be honest with me. Yeah, I had some touch-ups. I did a little bit of this. I got this done, that done. The problem with the Kardashians, and I think this is why a lot of people might, is they make it seem like they don't do none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why people are like, really?
See, I feel like I can sue Curtis over the white T-shirt photo from spring training. Like, if that thing had been retouched, then imagine none of what I've gone through over the last year would have happened.
Nobody wants to touch anything after seeing that photo.
But as a woman,
yeah,
do you object to the fact that she and others are making money off of their bodies and their looks, essentially, and they're completely fraudulent with what they actually look like?
Yeah, I mean, do your thing if you're open about it. I think Kylie's the best of all of them because she's like, yeah, I have my lips done, I've had this and that done. Mm-hmm. But then Chloe and Kim, it's like, Kim, there is your butt is laughing at you when you sit on it and you say it's real. Like, there is absolutely no way that is real. And there's a doctor somewhere sitting back like literally laughing.
Greg.
Okay, but, so guys.
Greg,
oh, Chloe. Kim? Oh, Kim's coming in.
Greg. We all saw the Ray J video.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, we've seen it. Tristan Thompson, though, getting in on the Chloe action. I wonder what he thinks about.
He loves
it. We could ask him if it's real.
I thought she was going to be here all the time watching him play. No. Is she not because of the pandemic?
Or Boston.
She's got baby True at home.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the McGuire Bonds home run chase when you have Khloe and Kim Kardashian. It's totally based on enhancements. Like, there's nothing real whatsoever.
Yeah. What bugs me is like the Fit T ads and like the weird like body water ads. It's like you're not even drinking that. And I think it makes me realize how dumb people are in the world because they actually do believe that. Because if they don't, then they wouldn't. Pay the money.
For the first time ever, Kim Kardashian is on the Forbes billionaires list.
Right.
She's a billionaire now.
Right. Yeah. Kylie's already been a billionaire.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's two of them now
right.
that America has given all their money to, and it's fraudulent.
They should
be
thanking Ray J, man. Ray J put that family on the map. If it weren't for him, it's the truth.
It's a scary world right now with the edits. I feel
that's
like
sex tape.
I know, it's insane. This family's famous because of OJ and a sex tape.
Yeah.
That is it?
It's
all right.
It's brutal.
Well, we have learned about Elaine that she's from Maine.
Yes.
She was once a Miss Maine candidate. She came in 10th.
Yeah, right? Sure. Let's go.
10th. Okay,
sure.
We're going with that.
Sure.
She works at NASA. Her favorite team is the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think you said favorite team.
We'll stick by that.
Team. Yeah. What about your three? I don't want to steal Wiggy's questions, which he steals from me. But what are your three favorite musical artists?
Musical artists. Pretty basic. I'm obsessed with Justin Bieber. I think Justin's great.
Peaches is a new song. I like that one.
Honestly, it pains me to say it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's talented.
I'm with you on this one.
He's actually he's talented.
He is.
He's talented.
Greg, can you say it bangs so I can get a drop of that piece?
Only if you get Joe to say it after I say it. It's lit. It's litty. It bangs.
I'm kind of
it
like.
Slaps. It slaps.
I'm not as out open as you are with Taylor Swift, but I am kind of a little bit of like. Yo, I like some of his music.
I do like some of Bieber's music.
It's sneaky like you leave it on.
I do love Justin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that, but some of his music, I'd be like, all right, Justin. Like, this new Peaches song has got me. I'm like, yo, that's kind of hot.
You say pizza?
No, Peaches.
Yeah, okay, I was like, come on now.
Peaches. So, Bieber?
Yes, I like Justin Bieber. I like Drake. Drake's,
okay. Who don't
Drake's
like
a
Drake.
Go-to, I know. I like Post Malone. Post Malone's awesome.
I love Post Malone.
I do love Post Malone.
Beers, bongs, and Bentleys. Can I say bongs on the radio?
You can say what you want.
Okay. Yes, you can.
All right, Beers, bongs, and Bentleys is the best album ever.
Greg hung out with Post Malone.
I did.
Really? Yeah.
VIP section?
I was just going to say that. VIP?
VIP entrance at the Garden.
Post Malone is the classic example of an ugly dude that could pull any chick. And they're everywhere. It's getting concerning, honestly. It's getting bad.
He looks dirty, too. Like,
he's
you don't
filthy.
Shower.
But do looks
musty.
Do looks matter to you? Or, like, what do you look for?
I mean, I have a boyfriend that's hot.
He's hot?
He's so hot.
What does he do?
He works here in Bleacher Report.
Okay.
And so, Barstool, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is, was
Elaine,
it,
his
name
Elaine
Steve.
Is dating Steve,
you know,
Peralt,
Steve?
Who does baseball stuff with Rob. They have a live VP show, 4 to 6.
He actually, tell him I said he makes baseball interesting.
I will. Yeah. That's very nice. I agree.
That's a big compliment, by the way.
But no, looks are definitely not everything. They're definitely not
they're
everything
not?
At all. No. There's some hot guys that are just so boring. Yeah. They're just like...
Yeah,
like,
but looks are the thing that gets you there.
No, it's true.
If you don't find somebody to be attractive, then you're not even gonna get to know that personality.
That's a good point. Unless they make a funny joke before you see them, like at the bar, you hear something funny, you're like, "That was," and then you turn around, and you're like, "That's so unfortunate, but that was funny."
So humor.
That was a good joke.
Where do you rank humor? Like,
I rank humor above looks.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. There's some hot guys that are just absolutely brutal, and they got an ego, and they're mm-hmm. just yuck, like athletes.
Does it depend on what their occupation is?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. And not money-wise, just like overall, just like passion and drive for something. Like if you're just, even if you work at the supermarket, but you freaking love it, and you're just like the best at it, then sure.
Right, you're the best stalker.
But then you gotta be
really?
Hot. If you work, no, that's what I'm saying. No, that's
really?
What I'm saying. Because then if you work at a supermarket, you gotta be
you
hot.
You wanna marry a guy who's, grabbing grocery carts?
Oh. Because
he's got a great personality?
No. I mean, no.
Come on.
Supermarket, you gotta link that with hot. If you gotta.
If you're keeping track, Curtis hates trash men and commercial fishermen, and Wiggy hates supermarket employees.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Don't let Star Market.
I'm
hear
saying
that.
Elaine's coming off a little bit fraudulent here to be like, well, you know, if you got a great personality, you know what, you could be grabbing grocery carts.
No. I guess it is what I said. You're calling me out here. I did say that.
I believe her.
Thank you.
I think that if she
because people want somebody that has some type of career goal that they want to marry that person.
What is being a grocery store manager is not a career goal?
You're saying a manager. I didn't say a grocery store manager.
How do you think they become a manager? They work every job in the grocery store.
No, you could be a manager, just have good managerial skills.
This is a case for the Wiggy Associates to get in on this here.
I don't understand the angst against those who work in grocery stores.
No, I don't believe people when they say, I'm looking for somebody and I don't care what he does as long as he has a great personality. So if he sits on the couch all day, you're cool with that?
Nope. No.
No. She wants somebody who drives, but she doesn't care what their occupation is.
Elaine, what do you think of guys that have boats?
I mean, a boat's always a bonus, right?
It's not my
That's
boat.
That's what they say, boat bonus. Not,
you don't own a boat.
Part owner,
you're an idiot if you own a boat. You have a friend who has a boat.
Oh.
You want to have a friend who has the boat.
Yes. You really want a friend who has a jet.
That's a good point.
You can get to that level. That's Busby level.
That's Ernie.
They say the best two...
You don't have a boat, Greg?
No. They say the only two good days owning a boat are the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Wow.
It's like pouring money down a drain. You just want a friend who has a boat.
That's the 1% is struggling too.
You want it's like you want a friend who has a jet.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'd love to be friends with John Henry. He's got a nice boat.
He does have a nice boat. Yes, he does. All right. Do we have time for Wiggy's five questions?
If he goes quick.
Okay.
I'll pull for him.
Number five.
Ooh.
All right, what makes you the best co-host for the Greg Hill Show?
Oh, baby, you're coming in hot.
Oh, you know
honestly, I think I can hang with you guys. I think my hangability is high.
Ooh, I like
I'm also a normal. I feel like there's a lack of normal people out there in the world. Huh. I feel like I'm just normal. Like,
what do you mean by
there's
that?
So many weirdos out there now. Like, how many times a day do you come across someone that you're like, yeah, no, that was a good, that was just a normal conversation. It's usually like, what was that?
There's a lot of weird people.
A lot of weird people.
Yeah, okay.
There just is.
All right, so you're not a weirdo.
No, I mean.
All right, that's your number one qualification. Okay.
Hangability, too. Okay.
I got high hangability.
Number four.
Thank you. All right, what's your favorite TV show on right now?
I'm a sucker for reality TV.
Okay.
I love like Married at First Sight or like 90 Day Fiancé. You guys with me here?
Yeah. Did you watch Outer Banks?
Wiggy
is. No, man, I watch, me and my wife and I watch Marrying Millions. It's pretty good.
So good.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's where generally a younger hot girl is dating or trying to marry an older gentleman.
One of the candidates for this job is a reality TV star.
Love that.
Brittany Baldessari.
Yes. What show again was that?
Challenge.
Challenge.
The Challenge.
MTV's
okay.
MTV's The Challenge.
Okay.
I think it was called Challenge.
All right. So you love reality TV.
I do. I do. It's trash, and I just like to fry my brain with trash sometimes.
All right. Number three.
Thank you. All right, I think this is a great window to a person's personality. No. One night of partying and hanging out with a celebrity. Who you doing it with?
Ooh. That's a really good question.
Steve Perrault.
Rihanna, maybe.
Oh,
I think
Rihanna's
a good one.
Thank you.
Really?
I think think about a night in Rihanna's life. It's not going till sunrise. Like, there's just no way. Can you picture Rihanna being like, I should probably get to sleep. No.
You're out.
That is a good one
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna's like,
Rihanna.
Do you love Rihanna?
Well, like, yeah.
I love Rihanna.
I've already told my wife, if I can hang out with one, woman.
She's bad.
It would be Rihanna.
Really?
Because you're going to have a good, like, my guy, if I'm hanging out with a guy, is Prince.
Uh-huh.
And Rihanna, if I'm hanging out with a woman, for a night, let's just go out and party.
Bingo.
Rihanna's like, you're going to have fun all night long.
Is that your hall pass? Did Mrs. Wiggins give you a hall pass on that?
No. I don't necessarily think that's hall pass, but it's just a hanging out pass.
Okay. Is she listening right now? All right, here we go.
Number two.
Thank you.
No, there's more.
Yes, right. There is. Okay, so you said you were doing the Miss Maine competition.
I did.
But if you were Miss America, what would been what hidden talent do you have that maybe we don't know about?
What would your talent have been during the talent portion?
Good question. That's a good question. Yeah. Well, I didn't compete in that one. I would say, I'm trying to think out of the box here. I'm really, you guys are going to like make something out of this. I'm really good at, I can pogo stick for hours. Like,
really?
I can stay on the
road. Really? All
right. I think it's the only thing that came to my brain, and I knew all of you were going to get up in arms about it.
Okay.
But check the tape, fourth grade talent show, me and my sister, I was pogo sticking, and my sister jump roped, and I mean, I didn't fall off once. I can
really?
Go, yeah.
How many hours could you do it?
I mean, we're talking hours. Like, in the driveway, I used to make, like, my dad stay out there with me and just, like, start his timer and I just go in the.
I mean, could that ever come in handy?
See. It hasn't yet.
At the end of days or something?
I mean, maybe.
If you need to get away from some kind of a zombie or something,
I think I gotta pick up more hobbies. That's the only one that can't. I'm like, I can.
Okay.
I can
probably
do that.
Like, well, damn, I never got to see this pogo stick talent.
Okay, all right.
Number one.
All right, so I'm gonna go with I was gonna go top three movies, but I'm gonna go with the question I always ask because Greg loves this world. Death Row, Last Meal.
Death Row. What a interesting situation that would be. I don't know if I'd be hungry. I feel like I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just some ice chips or something. Yeah. I don't want it to interfere with like the injection they give me because I'm too heavy or something now. And then I'm like half dead.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I had to pick something, probably like chocolate cake or like some pizza or something.
Oh, okay.
I love cake. Cake's good.
Wow. So you'd go right to the dessert.
Yeah, I'm not. What am I gonna get? Like a chicken parm? Like I don't know.
Yeah,
a nice chicken parm with some garlic bread and freaking what? No, whatever.
Just get a piece of chocolate cake.
I don't care.
Just chocolate cake.
If they force me to pick something, I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have an appetite.
Okay.
I'm getting too literal with this, but
all right. Well, there you have five questions for Elaine.
There you go.
Nice job.
All right, nice job,
Wiggy. Crowd goes nuts. Everyone's freaking out here.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. And then we'll have you try the news when we come back.
Awesome.
A reminder that if for some reason you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, our brand new app. Download it and take us wherever you go.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And today's guest host is Elaine.
That's right.
Used to work here and now is working at Nesson. There are some texters who believe that we are creating an impossible situation by having too many guest hosts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely don't feel special. I definitely do not feel special.
Geez.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got like, what, 80? You could create a sorority here.
Well, do you think it would have been... Do you think it would have been preferable to be at the beginning, or do you gain advantage by being at the end? Like, you're maybe you're one of the last ones that they hear, and then you stay stuck in their mind.
Yeah. I think the end's better.
You do?
I agree.
Because a lot of it, you know, especially in the world we live in, is like, you know, your attention span ain't that long. Mm-hmm. So it's the recency bias. Rich Keefe always talks about it.
Yeah.
I think a lot more people will go, because I'm even like, damn, who did we have on first?
Right. Well, it was Mego.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a CTE. You
know. I disagree. Mego set a standard, and she, I think, is still very popular among the voters. And then Britt, I think, has worn on people. As the weeks have gone on, she's maintained a part of the conversation. So I think that's allowed her to stay in the mix.
Yeah. But then you get, I mean, there's something different about every candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it came to sports knowledge, I mean, certainly Mego has, she's got a lot of sports knowledge.
Yeah.
But then Alex yesterday brought a whole different kind of sports knowledge,
right.
Essentially.
Right. And I think they've all, you know, they've all shown that they could, you know, do even with you, Elaine, they've all you guys showed that, like, sports, pop culture, like, I can talk about whatever.
Mm.
So I think that's something, like, to me, it's like they all have. I think it's more about trying to figure out, you know.
I mean, this is a 978 text that says, Elaine is the best audition so far. Hangability factor is huge. And she has it. Yeah.
What's their Venmo?
Like, I ain't picking nobody, but that would be my number one key if I had to, like, put together, like, what I felt like would be my top three things on the list is just, like, that hangability where you could be like, oh, I could go out and party with this person and the conversation, I won't get bored. That's the way I kind of, you know, look at radio. If I'm sitting in my car, I don't want to be bored. I don't want to feel like I'm going to drive off the Tobin, you know, or swan dive off of it. I want to be entertained.
Hit the gas, not the brake, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Well, then I get some text messages about that they're basically being ageist. And they, whether it's you or whomever, they say, oh, this person is too young. Like, what is age? Age doesn't.
I'm a healthy 24.
I don't want to knock anybody's age, but I don't think Trenny's in her 20s.
No.
So this is not.
No, but they're saying these texters want somebody older, which I don't get. Why does the age? Why does the age matter?
Shouldn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
We've had a wide swath, 20s to 40s.
Yeah,
right. I think if you got someone older, not knocking oldies, but they're not gonna like they're gonna Paul Pierce and not know what IG Live is. Like
right.
You got to know like what's going on.
Yeah, I think Paul knew what IG Live is. He was just.
Did you?
He was just feeling.
Do you think Paul Pierce was wronged by ESPN?
Definitely not. ESPN had to do what they had to do there. Like I think they did. They would have heard about this forever. It wasn't, I know, but it wasn't going to go away. I'm not saying what he did was wrong. I'm just saying from an ESPN perspective, they probably all sat like this and looked at each other and like, yeah, I mean, we got to let
him
go.
If Paul Pierce
and he'll be fine.
But if Paul Pierce's wife is okay with him having some strippers over the house to
play poker, right?
What does ESPN have anything to say about it?
I feel like your wife is different than your boss, right?
Yeah, but aren't they
not really.
But doesn't ESPN come off as hypocrites, though, when they let, like, you know, and it's the story that I remember, the John Buchagross, where he's sending photos of his, you know, with his shirt off to his coworkers? He's still on there. So if Paul Pierce is having, you know, smoking some kush, having some drinks, playing some poker, and there were strippers in the background dancing with their clothes on, like, what's...
You know what I think it was, to be honest with you? I obviously watched the video. I think it was the severity of what the strippers were doing. Did you watch the whole thing? They were really...
When you watched it 47
they
times.
They were on the floor. Like, I feel like if they were just kind of doing the whole neck, like, maybe they would have let it slide, but if you're watching that...
Oh,
like,
you mean if they were just playing poker?
Yeah, and like even if they were in, like, their little outfits and whatever. Also, why would Paul Pierce, like... Just why would he go on live? He was just like absolutely wasted and on something.
He's just feeling good, man. So you can't go on live. You can't be like, yo, I'm having a good time out here with my buddies. So there's some strippers here that got clothes on and they got, you know, swimsuits on and I'm going to put this on live. That's a crime to do now.
You should be here. You can make some money, girls.
Right.
That's an image thing. I don't really think ESPN was probably like, oh my God, they're probably just like, Yeah, we can't have that be part of our brand.
Do you feel like a guy that you're dating going to a strip joint is cheating?
No.
No.
I don't. Why? Do you?
I don't care. You used to come up on the old show all the time.
I don't think it is.
Women would be enraged that a guy went to a strip joint.
Strip clubs are like nightclubs and lounges nowadays. You go to the right one, you don't even realize you're in a strip club. You're like, really?
Yeah. Damn.
I was at a Cafe Nero last week and I saw women dancing naked.
Double espresso,
wait,
Monica.
You went to a Cafe Nero pre-vaccine, Curtis?
I did.
I can't believe it.
I risked my life for a piece of pumpkin loaf.
Did the strippers in the Paul Pierce IG or TikTok or whatever it was, did they have masks on? Maybe that was the issue.
No, I have no mask, but we don't know how many people were there, so you don't think you have to have mask if you run the 10 people, right?
Well, they're not in his close personal bubble.
How do we know that?
maybe they are.
Right?
I feel like the thing with the strip club, it's like the shorter the leash you keep on these guys, you're just going to get in fights, and it's like, whatever. I would feel more threatened by a dude going to, like, Cafe Nero, because these girls, they're strippers. Like, who cares?
Right.
Like, there could be some educated, fun girl at Cafe Nero. Like, don't go to the cafe. Go to the strip club.
Right. There's more risk.
Clip that off.
There's more risk in him going to a regular place than going to a strip joint where they're just collecting his money.
They're just strippers.
Yes.
Okay. Hashtag just strippers.
What do you think Peralta and Bradfield do after the live show?
They go straight to the golden banana.
Straight to the foxy lady.
You know what? We'll do the news next break, okay, because we're just a tad bit behind. But it's interesting to get some feedback on the guest hosting so far. This is Floyd. Hello, Floyd.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up,
Floyd? This is Lloyd, actually.
Lloyd.
Lloyd and Worcester.
What's up?
Yeah. Am I on the air? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be slow like that.
That's okay. It's all right.
I've got pretty good radio etiquette. But I wanted to address why... probably you're seeing all those texts that are saying that they want an older person to fill Daniel's seat.
Yes.
And my thoughts on that are probably, I mean, you have a diverse audience, but you also have a lot of older listeners, quite a few older listeners, I would think. I'm 53 myself.
How old?
And 53.
Okay.
All right.
And I have to tell you, a lot of this lingo that you've been, a lot of the current culture, entertainment and that, I have no clue about. I really don't.
Okay. The wingo.
I quit counting in 2000. So,
okay. But we're teaching Lloyd though. We're teaching him about the new lingo.
Floyd with no F. Thanks for calling.
We're teaching though. We're learning about the lingo, right? I don't have no idea about some of the music that you present, and I learn every day. I learn something new about whether it's damn Chicago or Foreigner, you know. And I think you learn. And if you're an older person that maybe you're like, oh, I'm just a little out of me, you learn something new. Now they might go watch Married at First Sight and go, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know, right?
Lloyd. I don't think Lloyd is going to watch Married at First Sight. No, Married with Children.
Yeah. All right. So let us do this. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with Elaine and today's news.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.